Unkosikazi Masiwa uthi lokho kuza ngemva kokuqansa kwenani lemibiko ethi abafundisi badlelezela besifazane babavale ngeBhayibheli bagcine besiya emacansini labo. Masiwa uthi okudanisayo ukuba laba bantu baya emacansini kungekho okusetshenziswayo ukuzivikela kumikhuhlane ethelelanwayo emacansini efana lengulamakhwa iAIDS.
And what's disturbing from the stories we are getting is they are having unprotected sex. So we are talking about this from evidence based. We have specific cases, but we are not able to give names over the radio. But we have these specific cases.
Umasiwa uthi okunye okudanisayo ukuthi abafundisi besifazane bakhanya besesaba ukuveza ubudlova lobu. Ukhuthaza abafundisi laba ukuba bengabosebenzisa ilizwi likaNkulunkulu ukuphatha imisebenzi engalunganga.
But we are saying let's not use the word of God or the Bible to shield our bad behaviors. The message is towards the pastors. They should also know that if they are men of God, they should act like men of God, because you can't be having six or so girlfriends within the same church and you are a pastor. We should get ways to stop that.
Unkosikazi Masiwa uthi sebela magama abanye abafundisi abetheswa lelicala kodwa okwamanje kabakenelisi ukuwaveza. Wengezelele sithi bakhona abesifazane abaqunywe isibindi bayadinga uncedo enhlanganisweni yabo. Unkosikazi Masiwa uveze njalo ukuba abekade beyandise ukwenza lesi siga ngamaprofita amabandla esipostori.
So we are calling upon all the women we have been exposed to such treatment to come up to our offices and we discuss this and start naming the pastors so that they can stop that. It's like the church is no longer a safe space for women.
Unkosikazi Masiwa uthi abenhlanganiso yakhe banxusa uzulu wonke ukuba aphatheke kule mizamo yokulwenqabela lolu dubo ngoba kuludlakela. Ngasikhathi sinye omama bakhuthazwa ukuba bangaze bazithulela batsho nxa behlangana lalolu dubo emabandleni abo. Ngimele Studio 7 yiseHarare, yimi uMavis Gama.